What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
Doing stupendous on this Friday. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing amazing on this Friday.
We hope everyone that is listening is doing stupendous as well. Doesn't matter when you're listening, because positive news never expires. If you want to help us support, spread more positive news, help bring community and unity to all of our listeners and everywhere in the world, please leave us a 5-star review with a comment. We're trying to grow those reviews. We're at 100 in a decade. We're trying to get to 1,000 within the year. So we're pushing really hard for it. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a 5-star review with a comment, we will send you a t-shirt for
$3.99.
We have 4 positive news stories because it's Friday, because we got to give you enough positive news for the weekend. Tim, what do you have for your first one?
I'm going to Mader County, California. So finding this story on Mader County social media pages, I have a couple of farmers by the name of Angel and Carlos. They were actually repairing one of their tractors nearby this street. That's when they happened to see this bus go by. One of them noticed a little bit of smoke. And in fact, this smoke was actually getting bigger. So they ran over to the bus. They knocked on the door, let the bus driver know, hey, there's some smoke coming out of the back of this bus. You guys need to get out of here immediately. Of course, the bus driver sees it finally. Everybody gets off of the bus as fast as possible. And within minutes, this bus caught on fire, JP. The fire department was still not there, by the way. If it wasn't for Angel and Carlos, everybody on this bus would have been dealing with some type of smoke in what is the word?
Inhalation.
I can't even say it still. Inhalation. I'll work on that, guys. Anyways, it would have been really bad for these students. So Carlos and Angel, of course, are being seen as heroes that they are because they saw something wrong and they decided to do something about it. That's what we should be living by here on The Positive Truth.
Ordinary people turning into everyday heroes.
Quotes by JP.
My first positive news stories, and I put all of my heartstring pullers for Friday's episode.
All right, I'm down to cry.
First one's about Larissa Gonzalez, comes from people.com. She is an adult ICU nurse in Texas. When she unexpectedly had to deliver her son, Caleb, 8 weeks early via emergency C-section. Caleb spent 31 days in the NICU at the hospital close to where she worked. Now, Larissa is a nurse. She works in the ICU, but she was like, I'd never work with babies. They're too young. I would never want to do that. But even though she understood how hospitals worked, whenever she was in that position, she was like, being on the other side as a parent in the NICU, she was like, it was a super different emotional experience for her. While her son was in the NICU, she was like, I love the nurses because they involved her so much as a parent, encouraging skin-to-skin contact, diaper changes. And she said, most importantly, they provided compassion and expertise at the same time in a way like I was jealous of. I was envious of them that they were doing these things. Caleb turned out being all right. Larissa was so inspired. She was like, I'm not going to do ICU anymore. I want to be a NICU nurse. Mm-hmm. So this was a year ago. She just did her thing. She just did the switch over. And now she's a NICU nurse because she was inspired by the compassion she felt from it.
Yeah, NICU nurses are the best. I don't care what anybody has to say, just somebody that had to experience what I experienced. Shout out to every NICU nurse out there. You guys are the real heroes in my eyes.
Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we want to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. I encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm grateful for just family time. I always have some random funny family stories, but I'm going to talk about Leandro for a quick second. My guy, we went to the grocery store. It was just me and him. Take him inside.
Which grocery store?
Walmart over there on 59th. We walk inside, put him in the cart or whatever. I'm walking. He wants to get out of the cart and just walk with me. And I'm like, all right, cool. We'll do that for a second. Run into somebody that I know. Oh, hey, how are you? Oh, look at your son. Look how big he's getting. Yeah,
can
he's
you
getting.
Go anywhere on the south side without recognizing somebody?
Man, there was one time I went to 7-Eleven, like 6 people in there. Oh, man, is this a high school reunion? No, not on the south side, no. Just say hi to everybody. But I ran into somebody I know, and they were like, oh, your son's getting big. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's growing quick. He'll start school soon here in a couple years. And they were like, huh? I was like, what do you mean, huh? I'm just looking at him confused. Isn't your son 4? No, he's 2. They just stopped. Huh? Like, they were confused. There's no way he's two. I was like, he doesn't turn three until February. So, yeah, he's got a couple years. Tim, I thought your son was about to be 5 years old. Why is he so tall? They went in on me for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Now Leandro thinks he's five. So all he tells me is, Daddy, I'm five. No, you're not. Be quiet. But I'm grateful for family time, because I know whenever I hang out with my kids, especially when we go out in public, it's always some random adventure. But I always thought my son was tall, but to hear a stranger be like, hold up, there's no way this kid is two, it made me laugh, but then it also made me feel really tiny.
The McCoy genes, all of y'all stopped growing at 13.
Indubitably. About to be this junior Olympic champion in something.
I don't have anything that cute to be grateful for. I'm going to be grateful for, wait for it, cleaning the house. I realize I need more me time. So instead of like me cleaning during the week, I do the bare minimum. I take all the clothes and I just organize them. Takes me like 2 minutes. Making the bed, 2 minutes. Putting the dishes up, 2 minutes. It's quick. That's all I do during the week. But cleaning on the weekend, do the deep clean, I actually get more done. I'm serious. So instead of
this is every Hispanic household, though. You grew up on the South Side. You never heard of the Saturday morning clean?
Yeah, and we did that too. But this might come as a shock to some of the listeners, but someone might be a little stubborn.
That is hilarious. I remember at one point, JP, I was like, this is why my mom had us cleaning every Saturday morning, because we can't do this during the week. So the little bit of cleaning up that you're doing, yeah, it has to get done, of course.
I'm a late bloomer. I'm learning all the intelligent stuff that y'all figured out 18 years ago. I already know.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it.
Maybe I'll learn how to cook in the next 18 years.
You're already there. You cook better than a lot more people than I know, man. It's hilarious talking.
Lies with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Talk to other adults, man. Talk to other adults.
Positive story, yeah.
Let's keep it positive. JP, I know the only way you've heard about this is because of me, but K-pop Demon Hunters is like the number one movie in the world, not only for kids, but there's a lot of adults out there that love this movie. If you have not watched it, it's really cool. It's on Netflix. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. So this story is actually about K-pop Demon Hunter to an extent. We're at this hospital, and Dr. Michael
Park, we?
You and I, this hospital.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. So there's a doctor by the name of Michael Park. He's a dermatologist. He's doing his job, walking a family through the facility. And he sees the little girl that was with this family. He's walking around, look at her iPad and look at him. And he's, what is she looking at? Why is she looking at me like this? They keep walking. He's doing his thing and he notices she does it again. So he was like, you know what? I have to ask. What are you doing? So he walks over there. Before he could even ask, he notices what she's watching. And that's when he says out loud, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about. And then he takes off his hairnet and he said, I got that K-pop hairstyle right now. Shows his hair and the little girl just smiles super big. She's been going through all kind of treatments and stuff and she's just been walking around depressed, but she smiles super big. The reason why, he looks like one of the K-pop stars, one of the Saja boys. She's not the only one that thinks so. He goes way over your head. I get it. But she's not the only one that thinks so. So once this happened, he started noticing other patients doing this. Oh my gosh, Jinu. He looks like a real version of Jinu. I'm on social media because I'm like, I have to look at this story to find out exactly if this guy does look like him. Okay, I can see it. The cool thing about it is Dr. Michael Park, he actually went to college and he majored in music. So this man can actually sing. And every now and then he'll go up there and sing. Now I'm talking about this story. Yes, sir. Now I'm talking about this story because
I just pulled up the picture. That's why I said yes, sir.
For Halloween, he didn't post this video on social media, but he posted the before and after. He said, look, I don't want to lose my license. And on top of that, I want to protect the privacy of these kids, but I'm going to dress up as Jinu. I'm going to go in there and say hi to some kids. He said it was life-changing for him. There was kids that smiled, that never smiled before, kids that were talking to him, that never talked to him before. There was a kid that was always too cool for school and would just like shoulder shrug, looked at him and said, no, I don't want a picture with you. But before he walked away completely, he ran over and said, hey, can I get a picture with you, please? Dr. Michael Park said it was a super amazing experience. But then there was also other comments from other patients that were in there. And they said, I just showed my screen to my six-year-old daughter and she immediately said, Jinu. Another parent said, I paused the video and asked my daughter if you look like anyone. And she started singing, I Can Be Your Idol, a song by the Saja Boys. And then my daughter saw me watching this video and she said, how do I know Jinu? You can't make me a liar now, Dr. Michael Park. So Dr. Michael Park full-fledged embraced this, and he's out here making all these families' day just by going to work and being super positive like he is. But he's also going in there singing some of these voice songs, which I think is amazing. It's one way to give these kids some medicine, because we all heard laughter is the best medicine.
I know nothing about K-pop to give an answer, but I will say I do have a kid's story to follow it up.
Hey, double it up with the kids.
So mine's about a teacher, Buffalo Academy Science Charter School in Buffalo. Rihanna is the principal's name, and she's getting married.
Okay.
I don't know if that okay is because you've already done this, or is this okay?
Oh, I heard the story. I read it.
But you didn't talk about it.
Absolutely not. I'm glad that you are, because I was like, this didn't make the cut for me, but it's good.
Oh, how come you don't bring extra positive news stories? Why is it always me with the extra one?
I know now we don't have the same positive news stories. It's super rare when it does, but I have two in my head that I know I could have said. Just like I said rallies earlier in the week.
Respect. I keep the extra ones because they're not sticking in my head. So this one, principal mentioned, she was like, I wish all the elementary school kids could come to the wedding. Very rare. I haven't been married before. You have. We both understand most adults do not want kids at the wedding.
Indeed.
This is very different. Shows her just like how much she loves her kids.
And how much her kids love her.
Assistant principal, Courtney Chaplin, was like, hey, you know what? I actually think we can make this happen. Organize the teachers. And we're like, all right, we're going to do this on a Friday. I need the kids to participate in the ceremony. So I need them to give speeches. We need to give out rings, dancing, like every class had something different to do. So Brianna, principal, walks in October 3rd and she's like, whole venue outside of the kids set up. Her fiance shows up and they have this whole ceremony for her. Basically her a week before her wedding. Of course, she was overjoyed with all the emotion and compassion. One of the kids said, I'll never forget the difference you made in my life. Brought the community together, brought the school together. This is one of those heartstring pullers that Tim would usually do.
Absolutely.
I thought it was really nice. I don't have any videos, unlike you probably would.
I definitely saw two videos on this and a bunch of pictures. So I got you, JP. I'll share that to the Positive True podcast page on Facebook.
So yeah, teachers making a difference.
Story was amazing, man. Whenever you're able to bring the community together, especially a group of kids, to show what love actually is, 10 out of 10. And shout out to that assistant principal, Courtney Chaplin, for actually going above and beyond and organizing everything the way that she did. As a husband to a teacher, I know how much those kids mean to her. I know for a fact if she could have had all of her kids at our wedding or our 10-year anniversary that's coming up, she would love to have that. 10 years, yeah. Yeah, man, I think that's amazing, man. Community is everything. And whenever you have a great teacher that the kids want to be a part of that love, they should be, man.
It's perfect segue to Parent Corner. We do this every Friday. 10 years, Tim. Do you have a Parent Corner story?
Absolutely, man. So I'm going to talk about my niece today. So yesterday I'm eating dinner at the mother-in-law's house like we do once a week. We're having a good time. My niece is 13 now, so it's like teenage years. Boys are involved now. And I'm still the favorite uncle, so she tells me everything, right? Comes in, she's sitting there talking to everybody. She's, Uncle Tim, I have a bunch of tea to tell you. You ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead. I'm eating my little tacos and stuff. And she starts telling me things and the whole house gets quiet. Everybody's trying to listen to what she has to say. And they're like, wait, you didn't tell us that? And I hear Edna across the room. Then Edna's mom, who barely speaks English, was like, ¿Qué? What? We all started cracking up, but it was just one of those funny moments that Vanessa, basically my niece, was letting me know, yeah, I can't tell my dad this. I tell my mom some of this, though, but I've really just been waiting to tell you because I know my friends are going to tell you if I don't tell you, so I really want you to know from me. I'm like, all right, cool. And then she also let me know that her and her friends decided that they're going to run track this year. She's like, I was waiting for you to get here to tell you, but we're going to run track. And I said, for real? We looked at her sideways, whatever. She's like, no, we decided that we wanted to play a sport and we just want to run. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm buying you guys all this tracks. Let me know.
That's not a sport. It's torture.
I had a coach when I was coaching. He was like, Tim, how the hell do you have 75 people coming out here to run in a circle and I can't get 15 people to try out for tennis? Man, I don't know.
That's Grant tennis. Cursed, in my opinion.
Hey, they won state academically that same year. The boys team did.
In tennis?
Yes.
Boo. Anyway.
Shout out to Capel.
There was an inside joke with the positive truth there.
Indubitably.
was dark. It's okay.
No negative truth over here. No negative truth. We're all positive.
Yeah. Right corner with Tim. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
I do. Always be a first version of yourself and not a second rate version of someone else. Quotes by Tim.
I'd rather be the best me than be the worst version.
Oh, man. Keep it positive with the positive truth.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive. Have a good week.